Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Yeah, it's Football Cards Collecting and Investing. Andy, we have got rookies to talk about, but CJ Stroud, Josh Allen, I know that they are two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but they kind of get boring to talk about from a football card perspective because everybody wants to talk about Jaden Daniels, Cam Ward, and all of that. So I want to start off with what you put on the thumbnail, Andy, because their silvers are always going to be coveted cards.
Yeah, they really are. I was very surprised to see how cheap CJ Strouds have gotten just before the stream. I pulled one up to get the image for the thumbnail, and I found a sold eBay transaction of a CJ Stroud Silver Prism Raw for just $125, Carter. I couldn't believe because this
was going for $325.
Yeah, $325, $400 at the beginning of last season. And I know there were some injury woes, and the playoff run wasn't as good for the Texans as it was his rookie year. But this Texans offense is clicking, man. This Texans offense is buzzing. And to see these cards come down this much, I was quite shocked to find that you could get exposure to a super premium card like this Silver Prism for this price.
And we always said, and this was my big call from a few years ago, that the CJ Stroud price would go down and the Bryce Young price would go up. So there was a while, Andy, you could buy Bryce Young Silver Prisms $5, $10, $15. They're going for $50 consistently now. In fact, I myself made that play as a part of a trade a few months ago. So it is very interesting that CJ Stroud has fallen down this much. And I'm with you. I do agree that this is a pretty good buying opportunity.
Yeah, it's a good buying opportunity for him. And then when it comes to Josh Allen, we know veteran cards are pretty hot right now. Josh Allen being a veteran, but he's also an established superstar. I think it's important that, Carter, we define what undervalued means in the hobby. Because I think that can sometimes be a very complex idea to kind of dissect and understand. But it basically means cards that are below what their potential price is in the hobby. So it's all relative, right? You know, it could be due to market oversight. It could be due to player performance dips. Like, maybe that's what we're seeing part of this team environment for CJ Stroud, why his card has dipped. Or it could be just the fact that new releases are overshadowing them. So another example is I was talking to our good buddy Ryan in Discord yesterday, and he was telling me how he's noticed a dip in the red Pandora prices lately. And he's wondering if that was a player dip for, he was specifically talking about JJ McCarthy, or is it a new set overshadowing them? And I think it's the fact that Optic has come out and is overshadowing that card. So that has made that card undervalued. So there's a variety of factors that could make a card undervalued. And we have that kind of with Josh Allen. We're able to see that data with slabhawk.com.
So for you, I am still a believer that Josh Allen will win a Super Bowl at some point. He's got the MVP down pat. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's ever a bad time to buy a Josh Allen card because he just – it doesn't look like he's stopping anytime soon. And look, I – think the Bills will finally, I don't know, I've gone back and forth on my Super Bowl prediction. I am waiting for that Josh Allen Super Bowl hype cycle, the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl where his cards would go absolutely mental. But yeah, I mean, I just don't see him slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing in the data. So what you have to do is kind of start to attack these lower ranked cards, what I call them lower ranked cards, because these are cards from sets like Leaf, Score. You can see another score here for Lamar Jackson that's up 39% over the past 6 months. And right. So as these the super premium cards like the Silver Prisms or, you know, the red yellow optic here that's a trend of $1,000 PSA 10 for Josh Allen. As these get out of people's comfort range and most people's budget range, then people start buying the other lesser known, lesser desirable rookie cards like the Score Draft or the Leaf. And I was just looking at this Leaf Field Generals here, PSA 10, population of 130. So it doesn't have this crazy population. So there's definitely like a higher desirability placed on the PSA 10. And look, back in playoff time, you had a February 27th, just after Super Bowl time, you had $105 buy it now compared to like auctions that close at like 24, 40, 50. So this tells me if I get this card PSA 10 and just set it in a buy it now, there's a good chance at some point, whether it's at the beginning of this season or even more likely in playoff time period of this upcoming season, I could probably sell this card for $100. And this is just a prime example of how you can find undervalued Josh Allen cards right now.
Mm. What do you think as far as veteran cards are concerned? If someone were to come into the hobby right now and they were to just see everyone talking about Jaden Daniels and the youngins, let's just say someone says, look, I'm a big Jordan Love fan or a fan of the Packers or whatever. What advice would you give them as far as attacking players, let's just say 2020 and older when it comes to draft class?
Yeah. So if you can't afford the rookie card and you don't want to divulge or diverge into the college uniform cards or some of these, you know, I would hate to call them cheaper sets, but it's just less desirable, you know, like the classics and the Scores and stuff like that. You don't want to get into that. Then go into the super premium cards from their second year. What we see is people start going after their Silver Prisms from their second year or color match. Like we're looking at here a blue, well, it's aqua. It's the aqua parallel from 2019 Optic for Josh Allen in PSA 10. And that card is only a population of 41. And it's currently at an average of 88. But look, you had to buy it now on April 6th of 150. And that was following a $95 auction on February 21st and $100 auction February 8th. So you could see people are willing to pay up to $150, buy it now for this card. So this is a prime example of something that I would target for Josh Allen. It's also serial numbered, so that's an important factor. That's a factor we definitely want to take into consideration. If it isn't a Prism Silver or an Optic Holo, you kind of know they're short print, a little bit more scarce. Look for something that's serial numbered. Look for a case hit out of their third, fourth year card as well. If you can find that undervalued compared to the other veterans, that's typically a good buy. Those case hits are just harder to find. So these short print cards, like the color match second year cards, a little bit easier to find. You find them in a good grade like this, you've got a lot of potential to flip them for a profit if you get them, buy them undervalued compared to their typical market value. And we're able to get this data quickly and easily here at slabhawk.com.
Yeah, check it out, patreon.com/footballcards. Andy, I do find it interesting, because I went and looked at it real quick, that CJ Stroud, Silver Prisms, are going for about what Jordan Love Raw Silver Prisms are going for. And one guy who has fallen when it comes to Silver Prism is Justin Herbert. His prices are around CJ Stroud and Jordan Love's Raw Silver Prism cards. So when it comes to a veteran, obviously of that 2020 draft class, Joe Burrow is consistently in the high 200s, 300s, if you will, for the Raw Silver Prism. There's a piece of me that thinks Justin Herbert is a buy, even though that division is loaded.
Yeah, a lot of people have reached out to me and told me they are buying Justin Herbert this offseason because he is a lot lower compared to his career highs. I mean, Justin Herbert, from what we've seen in the hobby, really peaked in 2021 and has since been on a slow, steady decline. Combination of factors there, Carter, you know, from just, I think, underwhelming compared to what his rookie promise was when he did get that starting job for the Chargers. And then just also a very small hobby decline. Like, that was the ultimate boom in 2021. And then it has since normalized. So there was some inflation in his prices then, combined with a higher scarcity on his cards. And now it's a little bit more circulated. So it's leveled out. It's normalized. And so now what we're seeing is those prices are back to normal. And the expectations for Justin Herbert have also come back down to earth, as people have put Joe Burrow up on a pedestal, a higher pedestal from 2020 as him. So you could definitely see how his prices, just looking at total sales here, getting a base Prism PSA 10 for 50, same as Jordan Love. You talked about the Prism Silver. I see CJ Stroud's trend at 426. And let me just type in silver up here and see what we got for Justin Herbert. 875 is his trend, and 707 for Jordan Love. But this is a very low, look how low the Raw to PSA 10 conversion rate is for Herbert. Only 15% of cards have gotten that coveted PSA 10 grade, which is why there's such a huge difference between the PSA 9 at $130 to the PSA 10 at close to $1,000. You had $1,000 buy it now on Friday, May 16th.
Interesting. Let's go to Craig. He says he's hanging on to all of his CJ cards. It will definitely go up close to playoff. I agree with that. Jonathan asks, would you grade a year two Prism card, Andy?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's going to add value to it, especially if it's a quarterback. Now, I don't think you need to target year two Prisms for any second-year skill position player, like in terms of their second-year card. I just don't see them getting up to that same value. Now, maybe if Christian McCaffrey makes a comeback here, I did want to talk about him today. Saquon Barkley could get into that category because those guys have a very scarce population of their rookie cards that maybe you could start to look at their super premium second-year cards. Of course, case hits, veteran case hits, second, third, fourth, fifth year, kabooms, sorry, my camera cut out. Downtowns. Thanks, camera.
Oh, so God, you're in the Matrix again.
Huh? It's like, yeah, camera doesn't like me anymore. The USB port on my laptop is just worn out. It's worn out, man. It's tired.
That's okay. You can go cameraless. That's fine. I mean, They don't want to see your face anyway. They want to see mine.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, you know, and when it comes to a second-year quarterback card, though, I absolutely would get it graded. If it's a color match parallel, if it's a super premium card from Optic Prism, you know, if you got a second-year National Treasure, second-year Immaculate, maybe you got something like that, serial numbered. Yeah, definitely am grading it, especially the Prism and the Optics that are color match or serial numbered or short, known to be short print. Definitely would grade those. And if you get those back as a PSA 10, it's just going to add so much more desirability, liquidity to that card. It's going to be good for you.
We had a family Berliner. Dominic's in here. And let's talk to Hector. He says, I need to get me some Brock Bowers. Man, dude, his stuff is expensive. And I am a little concerned about that situation, but you know, if the, it, and also something else for Bowers to really go wild in terms of his cards going up, they also need to win. And even though the Raiders are the sexy team this year in the NFL with Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, and finally, will they be good Raiders fans that are out there?
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Man, I love Brock Bowers as well. I do think he is obviously a transcendent talent. But as you show, Andy, that there's been a dip.
Yeah, the Red Pandora has dipped. His PSA 10 down from an average of $191 to now $100 in the latest auction just 3 days ago on Monday, which Monday is not a good day to end an auction, especially when it's a holiday and we're in the off season. So, you know, you look at this card and go back, okay, what was this back in the season? This is $213 December 23rd. Now, and this is a PSA 10. This is a known short print quantity card from the Donruss set that was released earlier last season. So, $100 is a buy. That's undervalued compared to what the potential is. And it's because it's being overshadowed by Optic. Everybody has been more recently focused on Optic, the main Optic set. But these Red Pandoras are known to be more scarce from Optic Preview out of Donruss. So in the long term, these are going to go back up in value. I can almost guarantee. Obviously, I can't guarantee it, but this is, look, this is a good indication. Silver Prisms, these don't dip like this either, but the time of year we're in, it's dipping, and you can see that it is down considerably. It's down 28% to a new low of 171. There's no other reason for that other than the time of year we're in. We go back to February. This card was $355 in auction, $400, $500 and buy it now. So definitely this could a buy.
This could be your last really good buying window just overall, Andy.
Yeah, it is a great buying window right now, especially for a guy like Brock Bowers. You know, as we get close to the season, his values are going to go back up. His demand will go back up. And I mean, it's not just a Prism Silver. Look at the downtown, to Orange Disco. You know, we're going to see this across the board right now. And to see this for somebody like Bowers is a clear indication of the time of year. And then obviously there's overshadowing, not just from Optic that was just released, but also from the new rookie class that NFLPA premier event. You know, the OTAs, where a lot of focus is on the rookies right now. Like virtually all the highlights that I see are all, you know, getting first looks at rookies. You know, Ashton Jeanty, Caleb Johnson's a beast, you know, this kind of stuff. So then, you know, you go look up those guys. Those are the guys that are actually surging in value right now.
Love it. Dominic says, y'all are crazy to never talk about Keon Coleman, Andy. Second-year wide receiver, pride of Opelousas, Louisiana. Your thoughts on Keon?
Well, he had a high touchdown efficiency last year, but if you actually go look at his targets, I think Keon had something like only like 45 targets. And I get it. There's no more Amari Cooper. So I mean, Keon would have to take a big step forward. The issue is they still have Khalil Shakir, who got 100 targets last year. They still have Dalton Kincaid, who got more targets than Keon Coleman. And they've added Josh Palmer to the depth chart. He is going to be the secondary wide receiver in three wide receiver sets next to Keon Coleman. And with Josh Palmer's size, his experience now in the NFL, he's got a similar type of like build and capability. He can win those contested catches. Doesn't have the exact, like, he doesn't have that 4.4 40 yard dash speed like a Khalil Shakir has. They also added Elijah Moore to their depth chart. So it's going to be an interesting depth chart for the Bills. I don't think Keon Coleman's necessarily overvalued. I think he's kind of appropriately valued, but I'm also not buying him just because I could get Josh Palmer serial numbered rookie ticket autos right now for $10 or less. And this is a team I'm targeting because of the depth chart shakeup here with the wide receivers and how cheap they are. You can get Elijah Moore rookie ticket autos serial numbered for $10 or less. I think it's really cheap deals on those guys. And the Bills do get five primetime games this year, Carter, and they have an easier than average schedule. Like, I looked at their strength of schedule. It's one of the easiest. They have one of the highest bottom eight opponent like rates in the NFL this year somehow. They also have a few like top eight opponents as well. But if you look at their strength of schedule compared to the rest of the league, they're in like the top five, like easiest.
Yeah, I'm not a, in it. It hurts me to say it because I don't like talking ill of my Louisiana folk, but I'm not a huge Keon Coleman guy. I'm just not. Personality wise, yes, he has a lot of flair, but he can't separate. That's the bottom line. And in the NFL, you got to be able to separate. Well, I take that back. You don't have to be able to separate. You do, however, need to separate if you want to be an elite, elite, elite guy, right? That's what separates him from a guy like Ladd McConkey. And, of course, the two big stars in this class, Malik and BTJ. Those guys can separate, get in and out of breaks, set people up. So there you go. Family Berliner, Andy, wants to talk about J.J. McCarthy.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a buy. Definitely a buy. Especially combined with this type of year. I think his values probably go up once he's confirmed a starter this year. And just playing, it's just the team environment. There's a lot of demand for Minnesota Vikings. And you've got good coaching. You've got good weapons there. You're tied to Justin Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell and your boy Jordan Addison that you speak so highly of. So, yeah, he's definitely a buy based on his values compared to the rest of that draft class.
I do think Jordan Mason is an interesting player. So, remember last year Jordan Mason had that ridiculous Monday Night Football game. He had the viral quote. And his prices were crazy. You could have bought his autos for $5. And what were they selling for? Like $150 after the Monday Night Football? Something crazy like that. Jordan Mason can play. So him and Aaron Jones are going to be good together next year. So there you go. Andy, it's time. Yeah, exactly. Time for Hobby Tip of the Week. I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so this is important. I do have a couple pro tips here that I wrote down for you guys when flipping cards this year. All right, so this is an interesting one, but I think more and more people are starting to use it, and you can use it to your advantage. And that's use AI, guys. Use AI. like on X, for example, use Grok to analyze the X trends for who's trending in the NFL. You can actually put in research, analyze the current like consensus for CJ Stroud, and it'll break it down for you and give you an overall like how often he's being talked about, how much buzz and kind of like that hype that he's got. I think that's an interesting way just to follow player buzz, which is a good indication of hype. And then obviously use that in conjunction with the eBay sold listings. You're going to have to do that research yourself, or use like our slabhawk.com, our tool here for graded card data, football cards. But go and look at the sold listings and see what they're doing. The sold listings are your indication of what the market is doing for any given player, you know. So if you see it going down, that's your cue to and the buzz is high for them. Like, analyze the X trends. Trends are good, but the auctions are close going down. That's an indication of the time of year. That's a signal for you to attack, start digging into those available auctions and start flagging them and start making some of those bids to snipe those cards. And there's a good chance then you can get them undervalued compared to what the current sold is because of the time of year we're in, Carter.
I love it. So you said you had a few.
Yeah, I had a couple. Yeah, I would say
you're on fire right now. Let's go.
My last one that I wrote down is focus on PSA 10s for higher returns. With bulk submissions taking approximately 4 months right now. We talked about this the other week. Approximately 4 months right now for submit. And most people submit via bulk unless it's a crazy card, which I did want to talk about this before we end this stream, Carter, about this Tom Brady 1 of 1 that was found. But focus on PSA 10s right now, because bulk returns are taking 4 months to get back. People are looking for PSA 10s in the hobby. And if you have them because you bought one already in a PSA 10, that just gives you that much more leverage when you go to sell. So I would be focusing on PSA 10s for higher returns.
So you're saying you should just buy a PSA 10.
Yeah, I would focus on, because of what we're seeing in the market trends right now, I would focus on buying the PSA 10 to flip it as we get into the season, because people that are grading right now, they're not going to get their cards back till the end of September, October, you know? So if you take that trend, read between the lines of how long it's taken bulk submissions to come back right now, I would focus on buying cards in PSA 10 slabs already to maximize your liquidity in the market.
Yeah, I think about a month ago, we said that was probably your last chance to submit and still have a good shot of actually getting it back. I just don't have the patience for submission. I just don't. So there you go. And Hector agrees. He says, almost too late to submit for the start of the season. Andy, I really don't have a hobby tip of the week. I don't, other than if you get the opportunity, go to shows. Go to card shows. They are literally so much fun. I know I give that tip out all the freaking time, but I really do think you just have so much more fun instead of just scrolling eBay all day like I do. I wish I had access. I wish I lived in Dallas that I could just drive over and just go to the show if I'm bored or whatever. But if you have the chance to go to a card show, go to a card show, especially if you know it's going to be a good show. Let's go to Craig. Andy, Craig wants to know your thoughts on Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. I wrote Kyler Murray up a few weeks ago for Patreon members. He is very undervalued right now. He's one of my favorite quarterback buys, to be honest with you, just based on the scarcity of 2019 product, the potential upside for Kyler Murray. You know, he's got proven track record of starting off the season 3-0. He's done it before. And with how cheaply you can get his Silver Prism PSA 10, for example, on average $180 when the career high for that card, what I'm looking at is at least $400 or $500. So, and this is a 2019 card that only has a population of 198, 34% grade rate. So this is a rare card. And right now you are able to, if you're able to get that for around $150 or less, that's a great buy. I mean, I'm actually seeing a $250 buy it now May 10th, but otherwise I'm seeing auctions at around $128 to $150. So, yeah, those are very solid buys. Kyler Murray, definitely a buy for this year. I like the upside.
I got a play of the week that I've been thinking about all week, Andy. I feel like I'm going to dish it out. Should we do an early play of the week? Can I just go ahead and dish it out? Because I'm afraid when I give this play, everybody's just going to go race to go do it. Or should okay. I save it? Should we go on?
You can save it for a minute while we talk about this. Is kind of a hobby tip, but this is also another. This is another clue to the current trend, I guess, of what we can expect in the future for football cards. I don't know if you know this or not, Carter, but Tom Brady has a 50% stake, a 50% ownership now of Card Vault. And he's invested some crazy amount of money. So there's this article here on essentiallysports.com. This was also corroborated with a post on Topps Instagram page. But Tom Brady has invested nearly, he has acquired a 50% stake in Card Vault. And he's also commented on Topps post recently that a card that's been missing for 18 years that a guy bought in an estate sale. He bought a sealed box of 2007 Topps and pulled a platinum one of one Tom Brady card out of this box from an estate sale. And there's the card. You can see.
Yeah,
it's right.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get. Yeah, there's the card right there. And so Tom Brady said, need that ! Like he is officially promoting the hobby now. He's got a stake in the hobby. And so this is really good for the current and future outlook for football cards. Now the guy who pulled it, Bulldog Sports Cards, did submit this to PSA. So it's at PSA right now.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So quick story. I know the Card Vault guys. Like, I don't know Brady, obviously, but I ran into him at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Chris Costa is his name. And they're trying to, and this is going to sound like I'm cool, but I wanted my dad to have dinner. And they were trying to go into this place, this New Orleans restaurant. I met him, all the Card Vault thing. I did not know that they were with Tom Brady. Because I'd heard of Card Vault and all of that. And I looked them up. I was like, holy crap, they're for real. And they have been opening up locations like it's no one's business, doing like really cool stuff with like fans, Brady, you know, throwing footballs, all that stuff. That is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. How much time is put into the hobby. And that excites me. Now, This is... the one thing that I would say is that Tom is really tight with Michael Rubin. They're really good friends. So Tom is really going to push Topps. All right. He's really, all in on Topps. And that's fine. Okay. He's getting paid a good penny and actually putting his own money into the hobby. What I would also say is we also need to keep in mind that the hobby is better with all these companies, right? That's why, you know, you hear me talk about Leaf, because I have a lot of Leaf cards. But in particular, Panini pushing back and getting Mahomes, and Panini pushing back and getting Travis and Shador. So I am really excited about Tom in the hobby. Let's go to Hector. He says, and that kind of goes along with the point is, I'm a big Topps guy. I freaking love Topps. I've grown on the unlicensed Topps product, but the licenses are still so big.
Yeah, the license is huge. So they're not there yet. One day they will have their time in the sun for football, but it's still, you know, the priority is still placed on those premium Panini cards.
The thing I never understood about Tom is, like, as he's gotten older, he looks younger. Like, his younger his younger picks look like him at 40, and his now picks look like him at 20. I wish I could do the same thing, because as you get older, I'm 36 now. I got bumps on my skin. My right knee has a small pain. I'm just like, how is Travis Kelce still playing in the NFL with all the aches and bruises and stuff I have at 36, while he is 36 himself? So there you go. But Hector also points out, athletes promoting their cards at events will only make it cooler and mainstream. You are right about that. All right. Now, Andy, it is time for play of the week. And
I know you're dying to give your play, Carter. Can we real quick shout out the guys that posted on the post yesterday?
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's do it.
With the, because these are plays of the week. These are their most undervalued player that they're targeting this offseason. So John Calcaterra-T8L says Jalen Hurts. He wins his second Super Bowl this year, and that's his play of the week. I can get on board with that for sure, because I know that Jalen Hurts is a proven Super Bowl winner. He also has values that are just as cheap as Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. So why not get on board with a proven Super Bowl champion here?
Mm.
Look at that. Jeez. Silver Prism PSA 10, man. Couple hundred bucks cheaper. I'm going to save my couple hundred bucks and get me a Jalen Hurts. It doesn't really have that much higher of a population. A little bit higher grade rate, but still very scarce. And I think, you know, Jalen Hurts, he did dip after the Super Bowl, but it looks like it's starting to go back up a little bit, or at least hold steady. So, yeah, I mean, I could get on board with that.
That is crazy that it's $300-ish to $500-ish dollars cheaper than Herbert. That is crazy. Herbert's not won a playoff game, and Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl. So I find that to be very interesting. And you are right, Andy. We've been doing the show a couple years now. We have been such big Jalen Hurts pushers. And it's not necessarily just because of Jalen the player, but more so the situation. And in football, situations do matter quite a bit.
Yes, sir. And so Jonathan 375 said AJ Brown. And I think Jonathan sent me an AJ Brown auto card he was able to pick up. And I asked him if he thought he was undervalued. And he sent me his post from Pro Football Focus, highlighting all the reasons why AJ Brown is Trevor Siemian. I might have said his last name wrong. He's one of the analysts over there at PFF. He's his favorite. He's his number one wide receiver heading in 2025. He highlighted, like, the yards per route run, the overall receiving yards, how he's been practically number one in the NFL for the past 3 years. He's just been slightly edged out in a couple categories by Ja'Marr Chase, but AJ Brown wins at a higher rate, according to their data, against single man coverage. And he is their number one wide receiver heading into 2025. And when I compare his prices to the rest of the 2019 draft class, guys like Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, you can see that, AJ Brown's still really undervalued.
Vince Post says, how does he win the Super Bowl MVP and then dip? That's just how it is. People move on. The hype dies down. It's a weird thing. Trust me. I think about it all the time, Vince Post. But yeah. there are often times where like a star leading in to his Super Bowl will have higher prices leading into it than when they actually win the Super Bowl, and Hurts was the best player in that Super Bowl, and then everything else stays the same and it actually goes down. So Jalen Hurts hyped up leading into the game, exceeded everybody's expectations in the game, actually won the game, and then dip. Doesn't make any sense.
I think it's because he gets associated with the Eagles. I think a lot of it is, you know, he gets associated with the Eagles, and so he's part of that team success. And so the time of the year we're in, it does kind of dip. He just hasn't quite developed the cult following that Joe Burrow has, you know. I mean, I don't know how else to really explain it, but that's kind of like what it is. He's not a loud personality off the field. You know, we don't have a lot of viral videos from Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I just think people would be confused. Like, and I do think most sharps would say Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. I would probably lean in that direction, but Jalen Hurts has accomplished so much more. You know, with Joe Burrow, at least, you know, you have Heisman Trophy, you have top three MVP finisher, you have Super Bowl appearance and playoff wins. So there you go. And then, of course, the Eagles just have so many stars. A.J. Brown, who's expensive. Saquon Barkley, who's very expensive. So there you go. All right, Andy, do you have any more community plays?
Crisco had a question. He wanted to know, the new Panini Totally Certified cards going to hold value. Where would you rank them in value compared to, say, Absolute / Contenders versus Prism Optic versus National Treasures Flawless? We know it isn't these last two. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, totally certified is cool, but I'm still ranking Prism, Optic, National Treasures, Flawless, and specifically Contenders Rookie Ticket Autos ahead of them. I'd rank Absolute Kabooms ahead of them as well, but all other cards I wouldn't. Like, yeah, it's just I would kind of rank them around Select, though. I wouldn't rank Select ahead of them. I wouldn't rank Mosaic ahead of them. I would rank them kind of neck and neck with those two sets.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, as hard as it is to become a player of relevance and collect a player of actual relevance, and what I mean by that is, like, outside of your own PC, does this player, is he a very liquid guy for, like, neutral people? You also have to keep in mind there are liquid sets, all right? Just because you think, and I know we hammer this point all the time, I say it all the time. I think Spectra is so underrated because most of their cards are numbered, all right? They just are. But guess what? That's just not how people feel. They just do not feel that way. So same thing here with Certified. As cool as that card looks and how chunky of a patch that is, I would be interested in that run with Dunze at that price right there. But it's hard to crack that top five. And I don't think that that's changing anytime soon.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? The older, like, they had some Topps Finest sets, like 2012 Topps Finest. It kind of reminds me of those. Or no, 2013 Topps Platinum. That's what this reminds me of. And you can find, like, some pretty cool DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce rookie cards from that set. And this card reminds me. It's a cool design, but at the same time, if they could make the patch somehow game worn, or at least player worn, that would be cool. You know, that would definitely add some value. I mean, we still got rookie card shield. We've got a camo parallel and is numbered out of 35 and is getting ready to end for like less than $20 here out the door. And you're just not, you're going to find this card even for Rome on a stacked depth chart after a lackluster rookie season for all accounts. You're going to find this card in his Prism variation for over 100, like $100, I would say at least. You know, so it's just one of those things where, it's got to take a hobby consensus to drive the demand for this set up.
Yeah, and I just don't see that happening there. I'm sorry, but somebody mentioned Roman Wilson. Kind of forgotten about. Jonathan brings up Roman Wilson. I don't see it with the quarterback situation there. I just don't. DK's there. You got to remember Freiermuth is there. They're going to want to run the football a lot. That's why they spent the capital to get Caleb Johnson. And then, of course, you still have Jaylen Warren there. So I'm not a huge Roman Wilson guy, but I could see it. He was not healthy last year. So there you go. What did that Jaden Daniels go for? I'm curious. Scroll down a little bit, Andy.
Yeah, and this is a silver.
Silver, yeah.
$10, which, I mean, it's not a bad buy just because I think at some point Jaden becomes like, you know, the Josh Allen where people are trying to buy and spend up on Leaf cards. And so I'd get this card, grade it, hopefully get a PSA 10. Of course, I'm not just going to grade it blindly. I'm going to be pre-grading it, evaluating it closely to look at those corners, edges, surfacing and centering, and I can already see this card's off center. I can see some whitening in the bottom left corner, so I wouldn't buy this one because that would be my goal, is to grade it. But wouldn't be a bad card for $10 to grade. If you get that 10, now I think you've got a card.
Yeah, it's just going to be tough for certified to rise from the ashes. Like Phoenix. You see what I did there?
Yeah. I'd rank it around Phoenix level.
Yeah.
But clearly, from what we're seeing in the performance, Phoenix, Mosaic, Select are going to be slightly ahead of certified. I'd put it ahead of certified. This totally certified, anyways. It's a cool design. It may catch up eventually. So I would focus on the serial numbered cards and the autograph cards from it.
All right. Plays of the week.
All right, Carter, you've waited patiently for like an extra 15 minutes, man.
So yeah, I know. Cause you like to save it for the end. Okay. So there's a thing called the Chiefs tax. All right. We all know what the Chiefs tax is. They are the brand. They are the team in the NFL. So we saw what happened last year, Andy, with Carson Steele hype. He wasn't even that good. And what happened to Carson Steele's cards?
Well, they spiked. They spiked before he started fumbling.
Yes. So it doesn't take much for a Chiefs tax to increase. I know everyone in the world is talking about tariffs. You've not seen a riff like a semi-decent player looking semi-decent for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. So what about a guy by the name of Elijah Badger? All right. Looked at his autos earlier today. You get Elijah Badger autos for $5 shipped. All right. Florida Gators, big time producer there. And they had another receiver on Florida last year by the name of Shimray DK. And Elijah Badger outproduced him. DK was a third-round pick. And we've seen a lot of, like, really good producers as wide receiver one-ish twos do really well in the NFL. Okay? So Elijah Badger, you could see, good 40-yard dash, good speed score. This was just a weird wide receiver class that was very fat in the middle. And everybody's got their favorite UDFA receiver. You know, everyone's pointing to Xavier Restrepo with Tennessee. But Badger is with the Kansas City freaking Chiefs. And Andy, on top of that, what does this wide receiver room for the Chiefs look like anyway? Is Rashee Rice going to be ready to go by week one? I would like to think so. I don't know. Juju Smith-Schuster, okay. I think a lot of us know what he is at this point. Sky Moore sucks. Marquise Brown, also a year older. What's that going to look like? So then we get to Jalen Royals, who they actually drafted. They're semi-decent players, and I do think Jalen Royals could be a very good player. But it's, as you can see, Andy, this wide receiver room isn't something insurmountable to crack and play with, right? I know Xavier Worthy's going to be the guy for them this next year, but we also know that Travis Kelce's going to be on a snap count, and all I need is for Elijah Badger to have a few decent preseason games for these cards to go up. So there's quite a few people that thought Badger should have been drafted, but here he is, and I'm able to get a pre-Chiefs tax on autos. Look, Andy, put Elijah Badger auto in there. Getting $3-4 out the door.
His spelling of his name is real weird too. Is that Elijah?
No, it's I don't think there's an, or is there?
Well, on player.
Oh, there profile, is an extra H in there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you also get the misspelling aspect of it, because Elijah is spelled normally with no H there in the middle. So you can get some absolute steals. Maybe that's why I saw those prices were so low. So I just find that to be very interesting. I really do. Okay. Look, Sage, get two autos right there.
Person. Wow.
Interesting.
Dude, it's great play of the week. Can't argue against it at all. I actually drafted. Now I'm wondering if I should have drafted Elijah Badger in the last round of my Dynasty League. I bet you he's still available. But I picked up Breshard Smith for essentially the same reason, because he's on the Chiefs and he has a high speed score. So, and I'm looking at their, you know, the depth chart here, and it's kind of wide open. You got dusty players followed by injury-prone players, right? And just playing on the Chiefs, I mean, these guys could surge in value overnight if we start getting some training camp highlights, preseason highlights. Ooh, baby, watch out.
Peyton says, Carter, why aren't we talking about Rashee Rice? His stuff is way down. Well,
yeah.
The problem is, I do think if you have like one off-the-field thing, that's one thing. It's just Rice has a few, and I think a few hobbyists are kind of like, do I really want to get a player coming off an injury who has all this off-the-field legal stuff that I never know what's going to happen? So that's part of why his stuff might be down. But, man, when he was healthy last year, Andy, he was a top five receiver in the league.
Yeah. If he gets healthy, and I think that's a big thing. It's not so much the character stuff at this point. It's the injury concerns. So, and I think he makes a comeback, but when, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns there. So, yeah. But when he does come back, I think he's the guy there, and you could go ahead and buy, because especially if you're okay with stashing your patient, like go ahead and stock up, man. He has gotten really cheap.
All right, Andy, play of the week. Let's hear it.
Oh, man. So I was not prepared, because we talked about quite a few. And the
you can reiterate one of your plays that you gave earlier. That's fine.
Yeah. I just think, like, looking at the going back to the top of the show, the CJ Stroud prices have gotten too low. That's egregious. I mean, I would give $125 like right now for that card. So, and that was in a buy it now. I mean, this has got to be the play of the week for me, because it's super chalky. This offense is clicking. I expect big things from it in 2025. And I think this is a great situation to buy into here at this price.
All right. At the end of the show, we just kind of ramble. I have the Dynasty 1.1 in my first ever solo Dynasty League. Now, I've done quite a few with you, Andy. So with the 1.1, does it for sure need to be Ashton Jeanty? I have no good running backs on my team.
This is a rookie draft or a startup draft?
Rookie draft.
Okay, so rookie draft, and you have no good running backs on your team?
So you got to go Jeanty, right?
Yeah, you got to go Jeanty. Is it super flex or standard?
It's super flex, but I mean, I have Brock Purdy and
who's your
Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, so you're starting two quarterbacks. That's solid. Yeah, I think you got to go Jeanty here. Yeah. That's the move. That's the move. I mean, his workload is going to be insanely high, and his ceiling. I mean, yeah, you got to go Jeanty here. The floor is so high, so it's so safe, and then the ceiling is so high that it just doesn't make sense. Now, if I would say, like, for me, for example, I had Jalen Hurts, and then I didn't have a second quarterback to start in my super flex spot. I had Daniel Jones. And that's like the best option I have. I had Daniel Jones and Sam Howell and Jalen Hurts. And I was at the 105. I traded up my third round pick and my first round pick to move up in the first and the third round to get plus Jameson Williams to get Cam Ward as my second starting quarterback.
Wait, you traded up?
Yeah, I moved up in the first round to get Cam Ward because I knew that the guy at the 103 was going to take him. He needed a quarterback.
And you think Cam is that good?
I think Cam has the potential to be that good. I think a lot of people are overlooking the quality of the new coaching staff in for the Titans. I think people are they talk about the offensive line. But if you go and study Cam's profile, his analytics, and his you study his film, Carter, he can move. He can scramble. He's not a purely a pocket passer. Like, he's a tactical scrambler. He's got size. He's got speed. And he's got incredible accuracy and throwing efficiency. So I think that he's like real deal. I did move up to get him.
Dominic with the rare basketball question. Year two, Victor Wimby cracked ice. Yes, you should grade that. You should grade that. I am a big basketball guy. I do basketball play-by-play, but I'm not a big basketball card guy per se. But any Victor Wembanyama should be graded. If it's something rare. So if it is a true cracked ice, as in number to 23, then yeah, I would grade it. He's the biggest name in basketball cards. Tay wants to talk about Hunter Renfro rookie cards.
Wow. Hunter Renfro. Yeah. Where did he sign with? I've totally forgot Hunter Renfro.
The Panthers.
That's right. The Panthers. I was thinking Adam Thielen. He's like the new Adam Thielen for the Panthers.
That wide receiver room is a mess.
Oh man,
I don't know. I don't know if Renfro is even going to make the team.
I don't know, man. I thought Renfro was totally dust. I mean, a lot there is a lot of like personal collectors for Hunter Renfro. You know, so it, but his values are super, super cheap, man. You can
sure go for it, Tay.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the same supply as Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen was a buy at this point last year, values went up, but that's because he's got like the market of Taysom Hill. It's like he literally has this one card, maybe two cards, so he's got like this George Kittle, Taysom Hill kind of market where the cards are super expensive because they only have this one card. But Hunter Renfro's got optics, he's got prisms, he's got content, he's got all the cards. So it's like, it's a lot harder for his values to go up because the supply is healthy, you know? And I just don't know if the Panthers are going to be that, like, especially with, you know, Tet McMillan I hear the coaches are talking good about Xavier Leggett this year too. So I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Leggett's not.
But Tet McMillan looks good. So, and he's the rookie. So it's all going to be, all the hype is going to be on him, I think.
Okay. So I guess we don't have any cokeheads in here.
Jalen Coker. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Jalen Coker kind of broke out last year.
Where are my cokeheads?
Where's the cokeheads at?
Am I the only cokehead in here? That's going to get clipped. Am I the only Jalen? People are just forgetting Jalen Coker exists. And then you have Jimmy Horn, who will probably make the team from Colorado. He's been ripping their camp up. So I just, if you're a Leggett guy, I just hope he plays next year. But it's kind of the Keon Coleman thing. They look the part. They're very interesting personalities. They're viral. But can they actually play? So I don't know. I don't know. So there you go. Well, that was an awesome show. We really appreciate you guys. And we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Peace.